Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, the short show about movies, comics, games, and all the pop culture in between. Today we are talking about video games because Nintendo held one of their Nintendo Directs today, which are their press conferences, their streams, their videos, where they announce games. So Nintendo loves to do this and give you a big dump all at once. And instead of doing it at like an E3 or some other trade show, they just kind of pick random times where they're going to do it. And it's a kind of a big sort of like mini little celebration of Nintendo games. And it's always a big day with lots of news whenever a Nintendo Direct happens. And this is one of the biggest ones, I think, in a little while. There are some big, big games coming from big popular series. And we have a lot to look forward to and stuff that actually dropped right now, even, in Tetris 99. So we might talk about some of those in the next couple of days. But the thing I want to focus on today is The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. So this is a game that originally came out in 1993 on the Game Boy, the original Game Boy. They are releasing not a remake, but a kind of reimagining of this game for the Switch. It's coming out this year, 2019. So this is a top-down Zelda game. So back to The Legend of Zelda's roots as a top-down perspective game. And the graphics are amazing in this remake. So they are they're doing it up. Obviously, it looks better than the original Game Boy version did. They're switching it to 3D graphics, and they're giving it this art style where everything kind of looks like a toy. Everything looks like it's made out of a toy. It has this almost kind of tilt shift look to it. Everything is very toy-like and cutesy. It has a very unique look to it that isn't the direction that I necessarily would have thought they would have gone with something like this. I would have expected maybe something a little bit more cel-shaded, something that looked a bit more like Wind Waker, for example. But I really like this direction. It's bold, it's striking, it's unique. I haven't really seen any game like it, and I think it's going to bring a whole new perspective to playing through this game that many of us have spent a lot of time in. So I'm really excited about the direction that they went with the graphics. If you haven't seen what the game looks like, do yourself a favor, go check out the trailer. We get some short scenes in the game, and you can kind of see what Link himself looks like, what a couple boss fights might look like, what some of the like scenery and surrounding trees and stuff would look like, and other small enemies. And you get a taste of a bit of the music and stuff like that. It's a game that I think is going to be just bursting with charm. Now, I have spent a lot of time in the original Link's Awakening. Original is not quite the right term. So I haven't played much of the 1993 original Game Boy release, but they did re-release the game once already in 98. They came out with a version for the Game Boy Color. This was Link's Awakening DX. So at that point, they redid the game and, of course, made it in color. They added an extra dungeon that was color-based along the way. So I spent most of my time as a kid in the DX version, in the Game Boy Color version. And it's one of my favorite Zelda games ever. And I think in general, you know, I loved Breath of the Wild. It was a fantastic, fantastic video game and a fantastic Zelda game. But for me, my favorite Zelda games are always going to be the top-down, two-dimensional games. The games like, you know, the original game, and then the stuff that was happening on the Game Boy. That's really where I cut my teeth on Zelda games, was Link's Awakening DX, then later Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages. Kind of combining just those three games, I put, I'm sure, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours into my Game Boy Color playing those games. Specifically, Oracle of Ages and Seasons, I think those are games that people really underrate or forget even happened, and they were incredible. You were actually able to, like, beat one of them and then carry things over into the other one and have this kind of weird New Game Plus system. So those games and hearkening back to that play style is something that I always really look forward to whenever we get games that do that are in that kind of top-down, puzzle-solvey kind of action sort of realm. So I love when Zelda gets to go back to that world. So yes, this is going to be a remake of a game that I have spent a lot of time in, but time has happened long enough that I think I will have the foggy glasses of fond memory, but I won't necessarily remember the solution to every dungeon or anything like that. So I'm excited. You know, I'm really excited to jump into this in this awesome new look and be able to experience this game all over again. And I'm really excited for all the people out there who maybe just weren't old enough to play a game on the Game Boy, didn't have a Game Boy when it first came out, or are just new Nintendo fans or got into Zelda because of Breath of the Wild, and they get to experience one of the best games in the series in this awesome, cool, new way. So it's really awesome stuff. So Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, coming out in 2019 on the Switch, cool new art style. I super, super can't wait. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dees for today. Thank you very much for joining me to talk about Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening and gush about that game a little bit. I'm pretty pumped to have that coming out. Make sure you check out prettydeesshow.com to find links to subscribe to the show in podcast form. Also a link to the YouTube channel. You can find that at youtube.com/prettydees. And of course, links to social media and ways to support the show. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pretty Dees Show.